Wherever you face a situation that you're changing jobs and expected to take a reduction in salary, the Immigration Department are quite flexible in this regard, so long as the essential conditions of the general employment policy continue to be met. So in this instance, as long as your base salary is above the minimum threshold for approvability under the general employment policy for professionals, which is effectively 200,000 Hong Kong dollars a year, give or take, then anything over and above that that's going to be made up by way of an alternate compensation scheme effectively should be acceptable to the Immigration Department, so long as you educate them properly as to how that is going to play itself out. So my advice is to effectively fully disclose the entire scheme of compensation, as you've essayed it in your question, to the Immigration Department, and set out that scheme on a separate sheet, and on the application form make reference to the scheme that has been essayed on the separate sheet, and also indicate effectively how it could be said to be sort of industry practice in your particular sector, that a compensation arrangement like this could be put into play, and then finalise your argument by effectively summarising how, in the grand scheme of things, this is actually an upward step for you rather than a retrograde step from a compensation perspective, because of the way that the offer has been structured, your prior record in this particular space, and the essential level of confidence that you've got that makes you comfortable in accepting the offer and wanting to be engaged on the terms that have been put before you. So don't see any problems, just set it out that way, and I think you won't meet any resistance from the department in that respect.